Hello everyone. It has been an extremely long time since I have done a podcast. I've had so much going on. Lymphedema is a beast. Things can change so fast. I have literally been through a cellulitis infection, which caused a fever, which caused me to be on 10 days worth of IV antibiotics. I have completed my physical therapy. I have learned what I need to learn in physical therapy. Practice my standing every day. I pivot away from the bed, hold on to the refrigerator, and then grab a hold of the dressers. And then I walk back, and I do this at least once a day, or try to. I haven't been feeling good. There's been a lot of changes in my family. My dad is now on hospice, and he has been in and out of the hospital at least twice, two different times. There's just been so much going on with me and my family, and this COVID-19 stuff has really, really about gotten the better of me. And I'm having deja vu with my dad because I've already had nightmares about him dying and me not even getting to say goodbye or I love you one last time. And one morning I actually woke up out of a dead sleep crying. I woke myself up crying and I had to call my dad and say, "Dad, I just want you to know I love you." And I told him, I said, "I'm scared that one day I'm going to call and you're not going to answer." See, the reason why I'm having deja vu is that years ago, this was back in my high school days, the years of 2007 and 8, I had a really, really good friend. His name was Robert. You know, Robert was a sickly kid. He had asthma and he had other issues, which I knew he had issues with his knees, and I knew he had to wear special shoes just as I did, but I didn't know much else about him. I mean, I didn't know, you know. And then we meet again in 2012, and I start taking Robert to church with me, and we're going out to eat, and we're doing this and doing that, you know. And the thing is a matter of the fact, the being is that Robert was very sick. I knew he didn't have money to, you know, pay for basic things, such as medication and stuff like that. But I never really thought of him up and dying on me. I mean that. And I kept calling him and saying, "Did I make you mad?" You know, because I called and I said, "Robert, you gonna go to church with grandmother and I?" You know, and then all of a sudden, the day that I'm supposed to go out of town to get a second opinion on my leg, which I had surgery on and been through all this wound care, I get a call from his mama and she says, "Can I talk to your grandmother?" And I said, "Well, my grandmother's kind of busy." And I said, she said, "Well, I really need to talk to her." And I thought it was something that I'd done. I thought I'd, you know, made Robert really mad. And then he got his mom to call and, you know, write me out or grab me. No, that wasn't even what it was. And I told her. I said, and I actually went to Robert's viewing when I came back. And I said, and I met his brother. I met a few of his family. And I told his mama, I said, you know, I feel so bad for what happened to Robert. I said, you know, it's really sad. We were really good friends. I feel sorry for, you know, you and what's happened. You know, I just said, you, I thought it was something that I'd done. And she said, oh, no. She said, honey, you didn't do nothing wrong. Robert just passed away. He was very sick. And it was something that we just wasn't expecting. He had a really bad asthma attack, and that was the end of him. See, I feel passionately about people with breathing issues because it stems from my family and also that really close friend. And now myself, I have asthma. As a matter of fact, I have an oxygen concentrator. I'm oxygen dependent. I'm oxygen dependent as well as I should wear a BiPAP machine at night, but my mask, that material that my mask is, it irritates my face. So I have the BiPAP machine, I have a nebulizer, and I have a oxygen concentrator. Now when I return home, that's another thing that's happened. I finally heard from the superior nurse. I've been really tired of being here. There's been a lot of stuff that's going on that's not what it should be, and I've been really upset. I made a new friend along the way. Her name is Alicia, and she is 36 years old, lives in a nursing home in New Mexico, has been in a bad accident, and is also totally blind and uses a power wheelchair with a light cane to get around. So I know that it's possible. So anyway, I've been very frustrated, but I know in spite of everything, I know in spite of everything that God can help me get through anything. Because all things are possible through God, including the impossible. That's what I know. So, you know, in another victory that I share with my friend, Selena just got released from a nursing home after being there for about a decade. Me and her have known each other since 2011. Very close friends. And I prayed, I don't know who prayed for who more. We both prayed for each other. And I guess it took all that prayer to make something happen. It took all that prayer to make something happen to where my friend got out of the nursing home and got her very own place. I am fixing to be going through, I've already had the lady call me and said, is this correct? You want to transfer out of the nursing home and relocate to the community? And I said, yes. And then this lady said, well, and she said her name was Libby. Well, I saved her name and her phone number. So, needless to say, the thing is, is on Friday. She's going to call me. We're going to do an assessment. And it is everything I need. And then later on, she's going to submit some more paperwork to Medicaid. And then after that, it's going to take about 2 weeks for that to happen. Then she's going to call me again. It's going to be a meeting with me, my social worker, my mom, my cousin, and her, and anyone else who needs to step in. So, you know, and once that happens, it'll take another two. And then that very same day, that's when we talk through everything I'm going to discuss further, everything I'm going to need to be at home. Plus, planning a discharge date. And that's also when I'll speak with a relocation specialist. So I'm very happy. And I'm so excited because I'm so tired of being here. And I've already had a heart attack, you know, because Molly died, my dog. And I just feel lost without her by my side. It's like we were two peas in a pod. I'm very upset that she's gone, and I'm, you know, there's days that I still cry because I'm sad. And I've been watching, attending church services online. I've been trying to do things to help myself, and this podcast is one thing I hope would really kick off, but it hasn't, and I'm kind of disappointed by that because, you know, I really hope that all this would just kick off and be like one big thing happening, and I got to, you know, get my podcast recognized by more people, and I don't really know how to do that except to call, you know, get the phone numbers for all these other podcasts and call in and get them to send them my ad or my trailer and get them to air my show, you know, ads for my show on their network. Anyway, I need to get myself recognized so I can do more advertisements for different things. Anyway, you know, it's just one of those things, and I pray to God that whatever happens, happens, and it's all for the better, and, you know, that I can get out of here before I really lose my freaking sanity, because I'm just tired of being isolated and away from my family. My dad goes down all the time, continually. He's going down. He sleeps a lot now. He's more like in that active, I think he's transferred into that more active phase of dying. And I'm really scared that I'm not going to get to see him or talk to him. You know, and he's asleep now more than he's awake, and it's just, you know, oh my God, I don't know how to feel about it. So, those of you who find this podcast and you believe in Jesus as I do, please pray for me and my family. It is greatly appreciated. God bless each and every one of you. And may you all be blessed and have a blessed day.
Let's see if this is recording now. First time doing this, so. Yep, it looks like it is. Time is a wasting, so. Hi, I'm Matt. I live in Utah. Found you on Facebook. No, you found me on Facebook. That's what it is. I also do my own podcast recording, but I do it with a MacBook Air, which means I can bridge multiple things together with sound cards and, you know, let people on Team Talk also be heard in the podcast and have a roundtable discussion. I haven't heard any roundtable discussions on Anchor yet, unless they're using computers. But, yeah, what you're doing is cool. Keep it up. You know, podcast whatever you want to talk about, and I'll try and keep track of it and listen. It'd be fun to chat sometime. Have fun. Don't work too hard. And this thing is not obeying my commands to stop recording.